Creamy, wanna smoke with me?
Okay.
It's turning up 800 degrees. The whole team eats, chef, cause she's a treat. Ooh, she's so bougie, bougie, bon appetit.
I'm a savage, had a tooth nasty. Talk big, but my bank account match it. Hood, but I'm classy. Rich, but I'm ratchet. Haters kept my name in their mouth, not a gagging. Bougie. He say the way that thing move, it's a movie. I told that boy we gotta keep it lowly, me the room key. I done bled the block and now it's hot, bitch, I'm toonchy. I'm mood and I'm moody. I'm a savage.
Okay.
Classy, bougie, ratchet.
Okay.
Sassy, moody,
hey,
nasty.
Hey.
Yeah. Acting stupid,
what was happening?
What was happening? I'm a savage. Classy, bougie, ratchet.
When I dance on that demon time, she might start her OnlyFans.
Big
B and that B stand for bands. If you wanna see some real L, baby, here's your chance. I say left cheek, right cheek, drop it low and swing. Texas up in this thing, put you up on this game. I be parking my frame, gang, 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 gang. If you don't jump to put jeans on, baby, you don't feel my pain. Please don't give me hype. Write my name in ice. Can't argue with these lazy bitches. I just raise my price. I'm a boss, I'm a leader. I pull up in my two-seater. And my mama was a savage. Got this shit from Tina. I'm a savage.
Yeah. Classy, bougie, ratchet. Sassy, moody, nasty. Acting stupid. What's happening? What's happening? I'm a savage. Yeah. Classy, bougie, ratchet. With the knees, he be like, damn, how that thing moving in the jeans. I even D4L couldn't do it like me, like me.
Don't
close and gave you hope, making you feel like the only girl in the world. Then you start to see things change. You see the one, is this all wrong? Maybe it's time you learn how to stand on your own. You don't even know the start of that, part of that. And you don't even know how hard it is. You are young, it's 17. The whole world waiting at your feet. You tend to jump from the blue. I'm still young, 17. The whole world waiting at my feet. One day I'll find me. I'm still young, 17.
To the Kim and Ross Show on We Talk Radio.
Hey.
Hello, everybody.
I'm Destiny, and unfortunately today we do not have Riley and Brandy with us, but we are still going to have an amazing show. We hope that they are, you know, doing awesome today. And, hey, Jai, how have you been? How's your week been?
My week has been crazy. I got stung by a bee in my foot, like, 2 days ago. And I broke
the sleep. Say that again, Jai. You got stung by a bee?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. You got stung by a bee. Okay, you gotta run up the story. You got to tell us the story.
Yeah, okay, so basically I was waiting on my mother to get her stitches taken out. And so me and my grandma was outside, and she wanted to waste gas money. So she left the windows down. So I was like, okay, I'm going to take them out. I put my feet out the window. Next thing you know, I felt something sting my foot. I'm like, oh, is this a bee? And the next thing you know, the bee fly in the car. I looked at my foot, it was a stinger in my foot. I'm like, oh, wow, this bee really just stung me. And, yep, so I went in where my mom was getting her stitches taken out, and I went in there, and they tried to see if it was anything else in my foot. And they just gave me medicine that makes me sleep a lot.
Crazy. I've never been stung by a bee, and I've always wondered, like, if
that's
it hurts, like,
feels.
Right, how it, if it feels like, just like a little pinch, or if it's, like, really bad. I know my dad is allergic to bees. It's real bad, so.
Well, this girl, she goes to my school. She said she got stung by a bee once because she, like, ate too much sweets.
What? That doesn't even make any sense.
Yeah, she said she ate too much sweets, and I guess the
bee. I wouldn't believe it.
And the bee, like, the bee must have, like, smelled the sweets or something. I don't know, and then she stung her, and she said, like, it's, like, just, like, one tear drop. Like, she, like, cried one tear. It didn't hurt. She said it didn't hurt.
So it was just, like, just a smallest thing. Yeah, that's crazy. I could not imagine. Just.
Well, when the bee stung me, like, I don't know if it was because of my foot, but it hurt, like, real bad. And my foot was real swollen. Like,
Oh my goodness. I'm glad that you're feeling better. I hope, you know, hopefully you will never have to get stung by a bee again. Hopefully that was a one-time thing, because I know I would be going crazy right now. I would make sure I just had my foot in some water or in a hot bath or something, because I've never been stung by a bee, so I couldn't imagine. So, yeah. But I hope everybody is doing great. I know last Saturday was 4th of July. I feel like the month is just going by fast already. But last week was 4th of July, and I know some people do celebrate and some people don't. I know personally, me and my family, my dad, he barbecues. He made some real good chicken and some real good ribs. Everybody was kind of like chilled out, and it was pretty nice. No, since, you know, coronavirus is still going on, we didn't go see the fireworks. We saw some, you know, firecrackers popping, and that was really nice. We saw some, you know, really nice firecrackers, but I think this was, like, the first year that, like, we didn't go out and see the fireworks. Maybe, maybe not, but usually every year we go see the fireworks, and this year, you know, we didn't really get to do it, but it was fun because, you know, it was a chill day. And, you know, we ate, and it was real nice. But what did y'all do for 4th of July?
Well, me and my uncle barbecued. We spent time with the family. Not a lot of people, because a little social
right.
distancing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We spent time with the family, and I was asleep most of the day.
Let them know. That was me. I probably woke up at like 11, and I try not to wake up like really late. So that was I thought I did pretty good that day. But yeah, it was a pretty chill day. What did you and your uncle cook?
We cooked pork chop, ribs, boudin, steak.
Yo. Okay, let me tell y'all something about boudin. If y'all don't know what boudin is, it's like a Louisiana, like, sausage. It's so good. And I had never had, well, I don't think I never had boudin. My mom's side of the family, her family is from New Orleans. And so I've probably had boudin in my life before. It's probably, you know, it was probably in some gumbo or, you know, something. She probably added it to a dish, but I never knew what it was. I just probably thought it was sausage. But I went to college. I go to Sam Houston State University, and that's right near Houston. It's about 45 minutes away. It's in a small town called Huntsville, Texas. And basically, I remember my friend, they were like, hey, do you want some boudin? And I was like, some what? And they were like, you don't know what boudin is? And I was like, I've never heard of it. And so I had some. Oh, man, it's so good. It's fire. I love boudin now. It's amazing. It's really good and spicy. Yeah. But I'm glad y'all had a great 4th of July. Kennedy, how was your 4th of July? Did you enjoy the food that we made and stuff?
Oh, yeah. I enjoyed it. Yeah, it was amazing. And I saw some fireworks in my backyard. Well, like, it was, like, near my backyard. But I was watching the fireworks while my dad was cooking. And he made some awesome ribs. Like, I got to
he did.
Them.
He made some real good ribs. Did y'all see any fireworks?
Yeah, a lot. I was doing fireworks
before
the 4th.
Did y'all go somewhere?
No, we were on 4th.
I'm sorry, can you say that one more time? My bad.
We was on the porch.
Oh, okay. I've done that before. I don't like popping firecrackers because I felt like once the first time I did it, I feel like my leg almost burned off. It was really bad because I didn't really know what I was doing. I was just setting stuff on fire. And they were like, just run. And I wasn't running. I was like, okay. I was just looking up in the sky, ready for it to, you know, launch off. And my whole leg almost burned, but that's all right. We had a lot of fun when we popped the fire, we popped the firecrackers. But yeah, I'm glad y'all had an amazing 4th of July. I hope everybody had an awesome 4th of July. You know, we wanted to make sure that we gave you guys, you know, the, you know, the holiday off, you know, and now we're back again on Sunday, and we have so much to get into. I'm so excited, you know, to be here, and I know, you know, me and Kennedy and Jai are really excited to be here, but I was just going to ask you guys, you know, how have y'all been doing? You know, how's your week been going?
My week was good, except to be seen, but it's been good. I'm just ready today.
Nice, nice. That's good. Well, you guys, I have to tell you guys something. I am actually taking, ever since the coronavirus happened, my aunt, which is the founder of We Talk Radio, Miss Kia D, she was telling, she sent me a link one day, and she was like, hey, Harvard is offering free online classes, and I was like, ooh, okay. And so I was looking at all the classes, and a lot of the classes, which is weird, didn't start until, like, later in the month. Like, she sent me, I believe, they released the different courses, or it was the link that she sent me was, I think it, like, launched, the program launched in, like, April. So I was still doing school, so I was like, you know, let me finish, you know, my own schooling. And I finished school, like, the first week of May. And then I was trying to find some courses in July, but they were like, I was like, I want to do something that's, you know, interesting and something that's, you know, really, really, really fun. And, you know, I'm going into my major in college is political science, and which is basically law. It's, you know, the studying of politics and, you know, the breaking down and the understanding of politics. And I have a minor in legal studies. And after I graduate, which is in 2022, I'm really excited. I'll be a junior this year. And, you know, that's, you know, I'm an upperclassman, which is very difficult to say because I still feel like a freshman. But let me go back to Harvard. So I took, you know, I'm taking a Harvard course, and it's called 0L. So in law school, when your first year is called your 1L, so, like, the first level, second level, and third level. Law school is basically, you know, grad school. It's the same thing. It's just, you know, studying law on a, you know, higher scale and a deeper level so you can become a lawyer. And then once you pass, you know, your big bar exam, this big exam that you have to take, then you will officially become an attorney. And I am taking this class at Harvard called 0L. So it's basically, like, it's, you know, going through, you know, standard processes of government, and I've been taking it, and it's been really nice. And there's this other course that's available August 1st, and I can't wait to take it. I forgot what it's called off the top of my head, but I think it's some, like, psychology course. And so I'm just saying, you know, if any of you guys are interested in taking a Harvard, you know, it's a free course, and it's free for a year. So, yeah, if you guys want to take, you know, a course, and, you know, if you want to say have a certificate and you took it, I think it's like $99. But I'm like, you know, it's not even that worth it. I can just tell people that I took the course. But, yeah, if y'all could take any course online, like a college course from Harvard, what would y'all want to take?
I really don't know because I don't know all the classes I had to take for what I want to major in college.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's me. I remember I was like I didn't know. Wait, what grade are you in, Jai? I'm sorry, I completely forgot.
I'm gonna be a junior with Sue.
I was gonna say, aren't you a junior too? That's crazy. Piece of advice I would say is, I would say the earlier you start, the better. But, and another thing is, don't compare yourself to, like, your other friends and, like, the other students in your class. Because I know it gets very, senior year is a very, it can be, you know, like, maybe, like, your school environment, you know, y'all probably aren't going to do as much, or maybe you will. It kind of depends on, you know, really what the teacher is feeling. Sometimes the teachers I don't want to say can get lazy, but they realize, like, it's your senior year. Nothing is, you know, really going to change that much. Like, your focus is so much on, you know, getting into schools and, you know, pursuing a higher education. And, you know, that becomes kind of like, you know, a job and how that can, you know, be, they might give you, like, a lot of free periods and, you know, work on essays or do certain things. But I would just, if I could give you any piece of advice, I would say the best thing you could do is, I feel like the earlier you start or the earlier you know, like, where you want to go or have an idea of what you want to do, the better, because what they don't tell you is that your first year, if you don't have a major, then you're going to graduate in 5 years instead of 4 years, because you have to have, like, you have a degree plan, kind of like a, kind of like if you have a plan in high school, like a plan to get your diploma. You know, you got to take these, a certain amount of courses, and, you know, you might be able to take this elective, or you can only take two electives, or you only can take one, or, you know, whatever. That's kind of the same thing in college. Like, you have to have a degree plan, and, you know, you work with an advisor, and they give you a plan of, you know, this is what exactly you have to take, and they're trying to, you know, sometimes they're trying to get you in and out in 4 years, so you have to, you know, take a certain amount of classes and different things like that. But I would say, you know, if you want to go to, let's say, school that you're looking at, do you know?
Grambling.
Grambling's a great school. So let's say you're looking at Grambling. That's great. So one thing that you definitely want to do is, one thing that I didn't do is, you know, it's obviously an out-of-state school. So you definitely, you know, definitely want to visit. And if you can't, you know, visit because, you know, due to coronavirus or things like that, try to take, you know, they do have, like, virtual tours where you can go on the website and you can just, you know, look up what the campus is like. But, you know, you want to, you know, go there, feel the experience, see people, talk to people, and just really get a feel for the school. And if that's your dream school, keep that your dream school. And, you know, if you really want to go there, and if after you tour, then, you know, you really see, after you tour, you really like it, and that's your dream school, I would say just keep aiming to get in. And after you get in, and, you know, try to, you know, apply for as many scholarships as you can. But I would say junior year, I feel like I should have, me personally, I feel like I should have been looking more at colleges, because I didn't even know about Sam Houston until my senior year. And I didn't know I was going to be attending there. I wanted to go to UC Berkeley, but then I saw, you know, the prices, and I was like, ooh, well, I have a great GPA. My SAT score was okay. But just, you know, living out in California was like a stretch, and I don't think I was ready to truly leave, you know, the Texas bubble and, you know, the South and leave to go to California. But, hey, if you want to go to Grambling, Grambling's a great school. And, hey, I aim high. And, you know, if you want to go to any other school, then I think you should aim high too. You know, always, always, you know, don't sell yourself short. Yeah, you can do it, absolutely. You can absolutely do it. You can go anywhere you want. So, yeah, and I would say definitely, I would say right now start looking at scholarships and start applying at the beginning of your senior year, because for some scholarships you do have to be, like, a senior, or you have to, like, it has to be a certain amount of time between, you know, you applying for the scholarship and, like, you graduating. Like, it has to be, like, 6 months before you graduate or in order for you to get the scholarship. So, like, they basically make sure that you're a senior and they're making sure you're going to college. But I would say start looking at some scholarships now, because I think that's where I fell short is, you know, I kind of just really started my senior year when I could have started earlier. And, you know, get those SAT, ACT scores up. You know, that's a, you know, big thing. And, you know, just make sure your GPA is great. But I know you're a smart student, so I know it's not going to be hard for you, but I would love to see you dancing at Grambling. I would definitely try to go because I've never been. But, yeah. Kennedy, how about you? What class would you take at Harvard if you were able to go? Or if you could take an online course at Harvard, what would you take?
I don't think they have a program, but I don't think they do. But I'm going to say acting.
Acting like a theater program? That's cool.
You're not thinking
about they have a theater. They should have a theater program. I mean,
you're not thinking about going, like, to a college in California, but my mom doesn't want to leave the state, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm, like, convinced that I really want to, like,
did you want to go?
Yeah.
I mean, there's schools here that have really good acting programs. Like, I think TCU, the UTA has, you know, really nice acting program. But I know for sure, TCU has a pretty good theater program. I mean, I don't really know. Maybe we can do some research on it later. But, yeah, guys, we are having a good time over here, you know, just talking about school. I know, like you said, Jai, you are going to be a junior, and, you know, with the coronavirus, we don't know if school is going to, you know, open up or, you know, if it's not.
Yeah, my mom said if the coronavirus keeps happening during, like, the school year, they're going to, like, do, like, an online program for us.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. How about y'all, Jai, at your school? Are y'all doing, like, an online program if coronavirus is still, I guess, like, you know, if it's still going on and if the cases are still rising?
Yes. But
it's
hard for me to learn
online. I can do that. Right. I personally don't like online courses. I feel like, I mean, the beautiful thing about online courses is that, you know, you can get on Zoom and, you know, you can schedule something with your teacher. You know, like a meeting if you have a problem or something. But it's just like there's nothing like that, you know, that personal interaction. My school is actually doing something called hybrid classes. So basically we're not going to, you know, go on campus we're not going to go on campus every single day. So let's say I have a class every Tuesday and Thursday. And in college, like, you have classes, like, either Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Tuesday, Thursday. There's some classes where it's like, if you're taking a science class and you have a lab and that's only one day out of the week, Mondays, or sometimes it's Fridays, sometimes it's Wednesdays. But for me personally, ooh, Lord, my words are slurring. For me personally, my school or my college is doing hybrid classes. So one of my classes I take Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And so he can choose and say, you know what, on Monday we're going to be in person one-to-one, but on Wednesday and Friday we're just going to have class online. And so that's kind of what they're doing. So they're, you know, there's not a lot of people going on campus or different things like that. And we are also required to wear a mask if we're on campus. Like, you can't, like, not have a mask. We're required to have one. So, yeah. But it's so crazy because, like, this is going to be, like, our new normal, and it's going to be something that's weird, but I think, you know, it's a genius idea. I mean, unless people have registered already for online classes completely, you know, then you won't have to go meet face-to-face. But if you have a face-to-face class, then, you know, there's probably going to be 1 or 2 days, or if it's Tuesday, Thursday class, maybe Tuesdays we go and Thursdays are online, or, you know, vice versa. So, yeah, it's crazy how this is, you know, our new normal, taking online classes or, you know, doing online and, you know, maybe like 1 or 2 days in person. It's just, this is our new normal. It's crazy. But, you know, I pray that all the cases hopefully go down and that, you know, people are smart and staying inside and, you know, wearing their mask and social distancing and all that good stuff. But, yeah, I'm excited. I'm ready for the school year. Jai, are you ready to be a junior? Are you ready to be an upperclassman?
Yeah.
You are. Are you excited?
Yeah.
You are. What are you looking forward to?
Well, I'm kind of looking forward to taking some of these college classes I have to take, but some of them not.
Mm-hmm.
And
I understand.
Well, I was looking forward to football games, but they said we're probably not having those.
Oh, really? even if they, like, well, I know you can't social distance in football, but even if, like, they social distance with, like, the bleachers?
I don't know. The governor, he needs to do something. Like, he needs to make up his mind.
Right. That sucks. I really hope this coronavirus is, like, just, like, a one-year thing. And it's not, it's like, I just really hope that it just dies down by December so we can start 2021 way better than we did 2020. I really hope that. I hope that, you know, we are just, it's a lot better. I'm having a great time. You know, we're having a great time. And I'm excited. So, yeah.
And I saw my dance team, so they practicing on Thursday.
All right, look at you! Yay! Are y'all gonna be doing any? What you said? You have auditions, or you start the team?
No, we start practicing. Yeah, Thursday.
Oh, okay. Good luck to you. Y'all have fun. Somebody's out here dancing. Somebody's out here having fun. I know I miss my dance team. But, hey, you have fun. Make the most of it. Memories, all that stuff. So, yeah. But, you know, Kenzie, how are you?
I'm amazing, actually.
You're doing good. How's your week been?
Chill.
Chill.
Yeah, I watched the A-list. It's on Netflix.
The A-list on Netflix. You know what? That's what we need to get to, show and Netflix recommendations.
Black is King documentary, something on Disney Plus.
Oh, okay. The end of the month. All right. July 31st. That's awesome. Black is King by Beyonce is going to be on Disney Plus. I heard that it's, so she made an album outside of The Lion King called
Blackbird.
The Gift, and
it's
basically like a visual album of The Gift, and it's called Black is King, which I think is pretty cool. But yeah, I'm so happy to be here. It's been a great Saturday. I hope y'all all are having a great. Really, really excited that we are just, you know, having a good time. I know that, you know, there's not a lot going on and there's not, you know, a whole bunch that we could, you know, experience out here because, you know, we are doing a whole bunch of inside stuff. We are inside. But one thing I would say that I've picked up during this quarantine, and I don't know about you guys, but I've been cooking and I've been learning how to cook because we recently moved 2 years ago at the top of my freshman year. We moved to a new house, and for some odd reason, my mom has not been cooking in this new house. And I was like, you know what? I think I'm going to try to pick it up. I think this is what we're going to do. So I've been making pasta. That's like my...
A pasta from scratch.
I made it from scratch, which is really good. I've made... spaghetti. I'm really making, like, the pastas right now. I make a mean salad. I make a real mean salad. I'm trying to think of what else
I would actually like to try to make a pasta of my own if my mom can trust me with the stove.
If mom can trust you with the stove?
Yes.
Yeah. That's we're going to have to work on that one. Because, you know, remember when you were making something in the microwave and...
Oh, yeah. I burned something.
And you burned something?
Yeah, it was, like, really...
Yep. That's probably why she doesn't trust you with the stove. But you make some mean waffles and pancakes. You do. You make some good pancakes and waffles. So, yeah, those are good. Those are real good. Real, real good.
Oh, let's see. What do I know how to cook?
We are about to take a break, guys. We will be right back with more
fun and more, you know, talking about different stuff. We're going to talk about Netflix recommendations and things that are coming up on Netflix and, you know, Netflix and Disney Plus and, you know, all that stuff. But we will be right back on the Ken.
I see I'm too late. Got nothing in my brain. That's what people say. That's what people say. I go on too many days. But I can't make them stay. At least that's what people say. That's what people say. But I keep cruising. Can't stop, won't stop moving. It's like I got this music in my mind saying it's gonna be alright. Cause the players gonna play, 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 play.
Netflix?
No.
Not one? How about what is your like ever? not just right now, but let's just say ever. Like, what's one thing that you always like really watching on Netflix or like a series?
What's not on Netflix but SpongeBob.
SpongeBob. All right. Well, let's think about something that's on Netflix that our audience could watch.
I don't know. There is actually a new one called The Babysitter's Club. I haven't watched it.
The Babysitter's Club?
Yeah, I'm not watching
that's
it.
That's based on the book?
Yeah, I haven't watched mm-hmm. it, but I watched a little bit of it, but I kind of got bored. Well, okay. I actually got tired because then I got sleep because I was at like 4 o'clock in the morning when I was watching
4
it.
4 o'clock?
Yeah, so, yeah, y'all can watch The Babysitter's Club.
Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Man. Well, Kennedy says she wants to watch The Babysitter's Club. I think it came out earlier this week, earlier last week. But The Babysitter's Club is based on a book. If all my 2000s kids, y'all remember reading The Babysitter's Club. It's kind of like Junie B. Jones, and you know that category, the Scholastic era.
Scholastic.
Oh, it sounds so weird to say. Scholastic era, when we would, you know, have book fairs and we would, you know, get the newest Babysitter's Club book. Those were the best.
When I say scholastic, it makes me think of like sticky stuff.
Yeah, it does. It does. But the Scholastic era, good show. It seems like it's like a really cute show. One show that I watched, which I think is, you know, really, I think it's cute. I think it's, you know, it's all right. It's called Never Have I Ever. And it's about this girl. And she's going through her sophomore year, and, you know, she's trying to do things that she's never done. It's not necessarily for, like, little babies, but I would say it's, like, TV 16, TV 14, around that age. But I think it's cute. It's, like, it's kind of cheesy at some point, but I think it's really cute, and it's, like, it's a nice message. Yeah, so Never Have I Ever on Netflix. Jai, is there anything that you're watching right now that, you know, you're really into on Netflix or any other Hulu, Netflix, Disney Plus, whatever?
I watch Criminal Minds on Netflix and Sophia First.
Say the last one again.
Sophia the First.
Sophia the First. Oh. man. Is there any other show recommendations that you have for me and Kennedy and our audience? Because I know I feel like I'm just going through the same shows.
How to Get Away with Murder.
Yes, yes. Okay, so I'm on the first season still. The first season of How to Get Away with Murder. So it's a really good show. Now that one is like for kids.
It's like literally watching like First 48.
No, it's not. First 48 is real. How to Get Away with Murder is most definitely fake. I'm still watching that. Guy, I'm going to be, you know, talking with you after this. I'm going to start watching, you know, after I finish the first season, I'm going to be, okay, what do I expect in the second season? And what do I expect in the third? Hopefully I can finish, I think, isn't there a sixth season?
I think so.
Yeah, they did. I know that they just ended it, which is really sad. But, I was really, there's this show. It's not on, well, it is on Netflix. It's called Once Upon a Time. Now, this show is like I think it's family, but it's really, really good. Like, you can watch it as an adult. You can watch it as, you know, a kid. Mm-hmm. Probably not, like, too young, because you probably won't understand it. But it's, like, it's about, you know, the mythical, like, all the storybook characters and, you know, about life once upon a time on Netflix. And that's a really good series to watch with your family. And even if it's, you know, not with your family, you know, by yourself, it's a really good series. I like it. Some people think it's cheesy. I think it's good. But, yeah. Oh, and The Flash. The Flash, we love, me and my sister and Riley, we love The Flash.
I'm going to talk to you guys about the A-list, okay? So this is pretty much about, they end this camp, but it's like a remote controlling camp, pretty much. And there's like, I don't really understand it, but it's creepy, and there better be a second season. But
there's a popular girl, and she thinks like she's like gonna run the whole camp. But then there's another girl, she's similar to Tycho, and she said, and she pretty much steps in, and there's like two queen bees at once, and they're like pretty much fighting over this boy. It's like, it's kind of like teen camp drama, a lot of teen camp drama.
Yeah, I
don't like drama, like TV drama. It's like it what spices it up. But the new girl, she pretty much hypnotizes people. Okay, I don't like. So they've been in the camp.
Yeah. Can you wrap it up just real quick?
Okay, so they've been in the camp before, but I don't know what the. But I think Amber hypnotized them about not remembering what
Okay, hopefully that wasn't a spoiler. But all right, there's another show. I didn't really like it like that much. Maybe I just need to get more into it. But it's called the Outer Banks. And then there's one of my favorite shows. It's not a Netflix show, CW, but one of my favorite shows is called All American. If you have not watched All American, first of all, it's fire, an amazing show. It's about this boy named Spencer, and you know he's it's based in LA, and this coach from Beverly, or he lives in Crenshaw, South Crenshaw in LA, and when I'm telling you, and he plays football there, and this coach from Beverly Hills, this other high school coach from Beverly Hills says, hey, I want you to come play in Beverly Hills, and he's just like, well, my whole life is in Crenshaw, you know, I don't want to leave my family and my friends and my team, you know, my school, but he does, and it's just like him navigating that life of, you know, going to this, you know, in the South we call it uppity, and, you know, this really, really nice, really fancy, uppity, bougie school, and, you know, he's like, what's he a quarterback or a wide receiver? I forgot what he was, his position that he played, but it's such a good show. I love All American. So, All American.
I'm thinking of Americans
Got Talent. Oh, no. But, y'all, I've been into this game show called The Floor is Lava, and if you haven't heard of it,
oh my God.
Such a good show. It is. It's really good. And if y'all are into baking shows, y'all are really like Nailed It. Nailed It. It's funny. I just, it kind of gets boring, but if you just like laughing at people failing, trying to make these, you know, really exotic cakes or whatever.
Failing funny.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I mean, like, it's just funny seeing people, you know, trying, and it just looks really bad. But yeah, it's called Nailed It. And they have four, I think they have four seasons. But what I really like is, oh, Jesus. I was about to say cake step. That's not what it's called.
Sugar Rush?
Sugar Rush, huh? I love Sugar Rush. Sugar Rush only has two seasons, but they, like, that's completely different from Nailed It. It's a really good cooking show. They have to, like, make different stuff based on a theme. So they have to make, their first round is cupcakes. Second round is confections. Like, they can make, you know, whatever they want. And then the third round is cake. And so there was this one episode that I watched where it was like their theme was chocolate. So they had to make a chocolate, you know, cupcake. They had to do a chocolate cupcake. Like, it had to be with a pear. So, like, chocolate and peanut butter, chocolate and, you know, they did chocolate and bananas, chocolate and, I don't think they did chocolate and strawberries, but, you know, they could have did that. They had to do something with chocolate and another food. And they paired that together, and, you know, they made a cupcake. And then the second round was confections. And confections, you can do anything. You can do a cupcake. You can't do a cake, I don't think. But you can do a cupcake. This one girl, she did a banana pudding. Oh, it looked so good. She did a banana pudding. Somebody else did, you know. There was this one person that they made, like, a taco, but it was, like, a dessert taco. It was fire. And then the last round is a cake. They have to do, like, this chocolate cake. And one girl, she did, like, a waterfall with, like, it was just so cool and so awesome. So let's go down our recommendations. Basically on Netflix,
So we got A-List, Black Kennedy, Outer Banks for me. What's another? Outer Banks, Babysitter's Club, Jai, is there anything you recommend on Netflix or any other stuff that you recommend? Any other shows or movies?
Okay, since we have 8 minutes left, so I'm gonna be real brief. Okay, so I think if y'all haven't watched Stranger Things, y'all should.
Yes, love Stranger Things.
There's actually
And Tall Girl.
Tall Girl's really good.
Okay, would anyone like to pray?
Oh, I'll pray. I'm sorry. I thought you were still doing your recommendations. Yeah, sure. I will pray. All right. If you could bow your heads and close your eyes. Thank you, Jesus, so much for just another amazing day, God, that you have granted us. Thank you, Jesus, for waking us up this morning and letting us, you know, our bodies operate properly, Lord. Lord, we thank you so much for everything that you've done for us, and we thank you for letting us have an amazing show. We pray over our audience, God. God bless them throughout this week, God. And, you know, we pray for, you know, everything that they're going through, God. We pray for our individual lives, God. Let us have a better relationship with you and let us, you know, just be better people and be, you know, more productive, God, during this quarantine, Jesus. Lord, we pray for Riley and Brandy, God. Unfortunately, they couldn't be on the show, God, but, you know, bless them right now. Protect them, God, and, you know, send them all your love, Jesus. Just pour out your love on them, God. God, we thank you again for another Saturday. Thank you, God, for allowing us to have this platform on ReTalk Radio so where we can, you know, talk and chill with, you know, our audience, God. God, we ask all these things in your name. And we pray again for the coronavirus, and we pray that, you know, cases decline, and we pray that people's recovery is better, Jesus. And we also pray for the Black Lives Matter movement, God, and that our voices are heard, and that we are just, you know, change is going to come, God. And we pray for all these things. We pray for our world, and we pray that, you know, we look to you, God, when we look to you, God, in everything and anything, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray and we ask it all. Amen.
Amen.
All right, guys. Thank you again for tuning in to the Ken and Rye Show. We are going to see you guys next week. We love you guys so much. Thank you, Jai, for being our DJ.
Woo-hoo.
It's been fun. Thank you guys so much. Y'all have an amazing rest of your day. Go forth and quarantine. Make sure you're social distance. And we love you guys. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye. Peace out.
You're broken down and tired of living life on the merry-go-round. And you can't find a fighter. But I see it in you, so we gon' walk it out. Ooh, mountains. We gon' walk it out and ooh, mountains. And I'll rise up, I'll rise like the day. Silence is a quiet, and it feels like it's getting hard to breathe. and I know you feel like dying, but I promise we'll take the world to its feet. Move, I won't dance, bring it to its feet. Move, I won't dance, and I'll rise up. That we have each other.
Go ahead and have your fun now. Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.